And just this one quickly, before the show starts for real, Giles Booth in Lewisham, long-term listener, occasional tweeter, first-time emailer. It's usually a misconception that listeners have any interest in where a radio programme comes from. But this week was the exception to that rule, as in last week. I used to work on the other side of the glass in the Millbank Westminster radio studios, which is where we did the show from last week. And my shift pattern meant that I was often able to listen to your programme live whilst on the school run. I'm now training to be a primary school teacher, so the podcast has been a lifeline. So thanks. Last term I used Pong as the starting point for literacy lessons on writing dialogue. And on the last day of term, I had the Year 3 class to myself for the first time. Rather than bunging on a DVD in the afternoon, I showed the class every shortlisted well-done new film.
Oh, great.
None of the children had seen any of them, and I was grateful that there could be no complaints about the suitability of the films. Even Toy Story, as you know, is a PG.
Yeah. Yes, it is, yeah.
By the way, says Giles, I was interested to see on a recent TV screening that the Lavender Hill Mob was granted a use certificate on its original release. Anyway, he concludes, I got the children to vote for their favourite film, which got a repeat showing at home time. The runaway winner with 16 votes was Stupid Heroes. Fantastic to see a group of 7 and 8-year-olds so excited by a simple film that they could have a go at making themselves. And we didn't vote that the winner, but it was very good. It was great fun.
It was two sort of not superheroes having a fight in a garden, and it was really good. It was shortlisted. It was one of the finalists. Absolutely right. On the subject of that Lavender Hill Mob getting used to when it first came out, the people.